بسم الله والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Prophecy Nation Podcast. Issa Hakim. Entry 2. Let's get into it. Whole time I didn't really know what I wanted to talk about because like it's two things that I really wanted to get into, but I haven't made notes for them. You know, the hours I've been working has been real crazy. And, you know, I attempted to make another entry, but it didn't really turn out the way I wanted to. And, you know, I just decided to not put it out. But, with that being said, with that being said, it was like two main issues that I really wanted to talk about, and I'm not sure which one I want to talk about, right? One of them being is the concept of the birthday, you know, being participated in by Muslims, right? And, you know, the thing I wanted to get into about that was specifically like certain terminology, and, you know, this is something that's really, really important, is like defining terms, defining, you know, words, right? Like that is essential, right? So I know there's a lot of controversy regarding like the Mawlid of the Prophet, right? The birthday of the Prophet, alayhi wasalam. And my thing about that is like, if there's like two extremes, right? One would be, I mean, unless you have proofs and evidences, right? And I hear like, you know, certain people will quote the hadith talking about whoever imitates a people is from them, right? And that is a whole other discussion because you have to get into the intricacies of that. I don't really want to go there, but my point is in defining, like, establishing clear proofs, right? Clear, unambiguous, you know, type things. So my thing is, if you have a position where you're like, nah, and here's my main thing with the birthday thing, is the word celebrate. Right, so when someone says, is it permissible to celebrate, right, a birthday, my birthday, my Muslim brother's birthday, my non-Muslim mom's birthday, right, is it permissible? The question is set up in a way that's like, you haven't even asked the question properly. So they'll say, in Islam, is it permissible to celebrate birthdays? Right? Well, how are we defining celebration? What does that mean? Celebration. Are we talking about, is it permissible to participate in like the idolatrous, like putting the candles in the cake? And, you know, do you know where that tradition comes from? What it stems from? What it's representative of? Does it have any religious implications to it? Like, you know, the whole concept of what a birthday is. You know, the connotations that come with celebrating birthdays or holidays in the West in particular is something that's like, you get a mental picture when you think of celebrating birthdays. You think of somebody at a club and they at the bar and they're getting drunk and it's my birthday and with my friends, loud music, girls, drinking, dancing, partying, birthday cakes and candles and all this crazy kind of buffoonery, right? This isn't what I'm, you know, this right here is my issue, is what do we mean by celebrating birthdays? What are you talking about? What is a celebration? What are you celebrating? What's the intention of the celebration, right? And this is completely different than asking, for example, are birthdays forbidden in Islam? Or is the concept of a birthday something which is against the teachings or the principles of Islam? This is a completely different question. I wanted to talk about that and get into it a little bit, or I wanted to talk about, this when we talked with Christians, especially with me, I hear this argument all the time, and we'll say, well, Allah can't be a human being. And Christians will reply, well, God can do anything. But can God do anything? Generally, we would say yes. We would affirm that Allah can do anything. However, he doesn't he has to do that which befit he doesn't have to. I want to be careful with the way I term things, but because I'm a layman, I would ask that you give me some slack, inshallah, and I'll try to, be clear and clarify things. But Allah can't become a human being because Allah does not change. Only the creation changes. And if something is subject to change, we know this can't be the necessary being, the necessary existent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Now, the thing with this whole concept of God within the Christian tradition is they take a lot from like Greek philosophy and religions, right? And that's been kind of mixed with the Jewish, for lack of a better term, the Jewish religion. And it kind of mixed these ideas, and this kind of became what it is today, right? But when we say that God is perfect, they'll say, well, Jesus was perfect, right? And I would ask, okay, how do you figure? Because you're making the claim. Jesus is perfect. Okay. How is he perfect? He's sinless. That's what they say, that Jesus was absolutely sinless, and this equates. But the Muslims say, hold on, hold on. All the prophets are sinless, right? And I mean, granted, I accept it completely that there is debate among Muslim scholars regarding whether or not the prophets can or do or are they able to commit minor sins. Minor sins, right? Now, one thing we do agree on, right? There's absolute consensus among the Muslim scholars that the prophets and messengers of God do not commit major sin, adultery, idolatry, associating partners of Allah. There are certain characteristics and certain qualities that that distinguish the true prophet from the false. There has to be a criteria to distinguish between who's true, whose claim is true and whose is false, right? So we would say that the prophets in general and the messengers in general, they can't do something which contradicts their rank and status, because if you're somebody who's preaching to people, about justice and the straight path, morality, and teaching these kinds of lessons, you can't then contradict that by going against your own teaching, right? Also, the prophets have to convey their message. They have to convey the So there's a whole thing with that, right? So we would say for that Christians are not thinking in the same way that the Muslims are when we say that Allah is perfect. And generally, Allah has all attributes of perfection. generally, right? So, with that being said, I wanted to get into that idea of Allah being perfect and how that has nothing to do with Jesus or any other human being being sinless, because the two are not synonymous. They're not. So you can't use that as a proof to establish that Jesus or any other human being is God. And I wanted to get into that. So, inshallah, what I'm going to do is, instead of choosing for myself, I'm going to let y'all, whoever listens, decide what we're going to talk about. And then, I'll put the presentation up. Or if anyone wants to discuss it with me, we can set up a time to where, we can talk and, exchange thoughts and ideas, have a conversation, whatever you want to do. So whichever you guys are interested in hearing about, talking about, discussing, whatever it is, make sure you let me know and we'll get to it, inshallah. I'm ready to get ready for work. We're working long hours. We got a promotion at my job right now, so don't have a lot of time. The next few days are going to be really hectic for me, so hopefully that'll give you guys some time to let a couple people, think about it, see what you want to do, see what you want to talk about, and we'll get to it, inshallah. And with that being said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessings, and be safe. Prophecy Nation Podcast. Let's go.